Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Defense go out in bars, you know, in great fashion. Care to talk about today's victory?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was complimentary. Obviously, AJ Epinesa with the pick right before half, getting another six. Nice little double dip there. James is playing outstanding right now. Our O-line's giving him a lot of holes, but he's just making some unbelievable cuts and outrunning people, and it's doing what James Cook does. Got to be better myself in that first half. I just felt like I wasn't getting myself into a rhythm. I wasn't trusting my feet. I was forcing a couple things. A couple things just didn't go our way. So I got to be better in that aspect. But, again, found a way to – I think we were pretty good on third downs today. Moved the sticks, and I think still there's a lot to clean up, which is the exciting thing.
Josh, where would you guys be right now? I mean, obviously you'd be doing well, but James has really carried your offense really for a little bit of time now. Just talk about the importance of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the efficiency that he's had, so I don't – how many rushes did he have today?
19.
He's playing outstanding. I think the more times we get the ball in his hands, the better that we're going to be. Same thing with 10 with Khalil, just again getting the ball in his hands and letting him make some plays for us. I love handing it off and getting to throw my hands up from 50 yards out, you know.
Josh, what is it? Reference some of the struggles in the passing game there in the first half. Obviously the score is the score and it's lopsided in the second, so the stats kind of get skewed, but what is your concern level with moving the ball through the air there, particularly in the first two quarters?
Not concerned at all. I think if I can go back and change a couple things, trust my feet, get through my progressions, wouldn't even be talking about this. I think it's an easy cleanup, and again, it's just trusting the guys out there, trusting my feet, and put the ball where it needs to
be. What do you mean when you say don't trust your feet? Can you maybe put that in layman's terms for somebody who's never...
Yeah, I mean, understanding the concept, if it's a three-step or a five-step, just trusting it, and again, just being a little more settled early on, you know, just, again... First game back since the bye, just not trusting my feet a little bit and getting off things a little too quickly and just getting back in the swing of things.
What causes that?
A little hype, you know, getting back on the football field, a little eagerness to go make a play. Just letting the game come to me and just trusting what's out there.
Why has this team been so good coming off the bye?
I think it's the way that our guys have handled it. I think, obviously, from the top, just making sure that we're practicing the right way. Obviously, coming off two losses, you know, it's been lingering with us. So I wanted to come out here and put our best foot forward, and I think tonight we did that.
Josh, do you feel, I know coming off a two-game losing streak, any win's going to be a good win, but does it feel like this was kind of a get-right day for you guys as a team as a whole?
I mean, the way that we won, for sure. I think, again, the exciting part is that there is a lot to clean up and a lot to improve on and really to be excited about where this team can go.
Josh, your defense's performance today, I mean, you kind of made it easy for you in some ways. You started to drive at the one-yard line. Just their overall effort, what did you think of it?
It was unbelievable. They felt like they had something to prove going out there and forcing some turnovers, giving us a couple short fields. One, we didn't capitalize on it, but that one on the one-yard line, obviously, AJ Epinesa makes a great play. And you know, that's the standard that we have for ourselves, and that's what we expect every time we step on the field.
Josh, talk about, you know, again, the defense, the way you ran the ball, and you no doubt is an elite passer, right? But how does games like this turn into an elite game manager?
I mean, when you got James Cook, just let him cook.
The success you guys had running the ball early, did you just notice the difference that it made in terms of keeping them off balance and opening things up for especially that first drive of the second half, the way Shakir was able to get open underneath?
Yeah, anytime you can run the ball that well, I mean, it's going to do things for your offense. You know, quick game, play action game, nakeds, you know, and then we get a – That second half is how we feel like we should play. You know, the first half, running the ball well, but wasn't to my standard in terms of how we want to attack it through the air. And, again, a lot to learn on and improve on.
Josh, a little personal accolade, becoming the first NFL quarterback, 46 games with a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown, broke Cam Newton's record, who was obviously pretty big around here. What does that feel like?
It's cool. Just finding a way to win. That's all we're trying to do.
Josh, can you talk about, you know, your big play with Khalil Shakir? What did you see coverage-wise and, you know, what made you make that play?
Yeah, they brought some pressure into a five-man protection. We were sliding the other way, so typically in football, you want to throw it into the blitz because it's more room there. And then you see the great effort from 10. But if you go back and watch that play, Elijah Moore, he was coming from the other side, making a really key block, allowing Khalil to spring free. And that's the effort that – again, it's not going to get talked about in the box score, but, you know, 18, Elijah Moore makes that play there. And I got to be better for 18. I missed him on a deep out earlier in the game. But for him to not care about that, to put his head down, go make an extra block for a guy, speaks a lot of the character that he has. Hey, guys.
Okay, glory to God, first and foremost. Great to get a win. Really, really thought the players and staff did a phenomenal job starting on Monday. And, I mean, the process is the process, and the preparation piece had to be where it needed to be. And players did a phenomenal job. As I said, the coaches, the leadership group, phenomenal job getting out in front of our team and leading. And the preparation piece, as I said before, is why we got the results we got today. So, O-line and D-line, you know, the run game obviously offensively, and then trying to take away their run game defensively to where it starts up front. James Cook, another big day. Doesn't happen without wide receivers, tight ends blocking down the field. Want to make sure I mention that and praise that part of our effort. Different attitude, different energy, finishing plays. Really was more how in terms of how we do things. So and then the takeaways on defense were big. So good team effort, and the time is yours.
What's it like for you as a head coach who loves the run game to see your running back just biting off huge chunks like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I know the value of being a two-dimensional offense, and, you know, I love the run game. I don't think I've ever said that. I do value physical football. And it starts up front, whether you're throwing it or you're running it. So I will say that I love physical football. So that's where the game starts, and our front did a great job today.
Do you love James Cook today?
Yes, 200-plus yards. But there was an attitude that came with that, right? So he breaks through into the second level of the defense. You got wide receivers, tight ends blocking, and he's of this mindset, he's going. And that's, again, that's a collective mindset.
Do you have an update on Ed?
And I thought Coach Cromer did a phenomenal job dialing up the runs that he did and putting it together. Great job.
Update on Ed Oliver?
No, don't have anything at this point.
Sean, when did you make the decision that Max was going to be ready to play? And what, from what you've seen, what did you think of the way he performed?
Yeah, just through the week, it was just more of a, this would be ideal if we could get it there, but understanding again where he was coming from and the time that he missed, just like I said during the week. So just wanting to be patient, and it's hard when you want him out there, but we owe that to the person, to the player. And I thought he came in today and did some good things. Make a big hit on the sideline.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
How much of a spark was Michael Hoyt?
Yeah. Good to have him. It really is. He's a tone setter for us. And, you know, he walked in I think we talked Monday or so, and I mean, he's just great. He's a leader in his own way, and even though he's only been here just now one game, in theory, and he understands how the game's played. So, just a guy that we can add up front for us, and gives us an edge.
Also the decision on Jordan Hancock to get him involved. It looked like mostly passing downs. You wanted him out there. Just can you take us through the strategy or philosophy of that at least?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably not anything specific other than getting him going, and you know, he's a young player that's played nickel and safety both for us, so just getting him going a little bit and seeing what he can do, and thought he had a really good week. And I mean, these young players are going to make some mistakes, but the way that they practice, the way that they prepare, that's part of them learning how you do things, and then the veteran players helping them as well is important for us.
You mentioned a conversation. Did you have a conversation with Michael on Monday? You were alluding to.
I can't remember exactly, but
was it a conversation with him, or did he come in and maybe say something?
No, we just talked. Yeah, I mean, Monday we had that kind of practice deal, and then I think I grabbed him off the field and just said, "Hey, here's some things I'm thinking about," and he was like, "Yeah, hey, I'm with you. Whatever you want." Again, a player coming off of not having played similar to Max, but obviously a more veteran player, felt more confident that he'd be ready to go. But again, wanted to everything in moderation approach with Larry, with Michael, with Max. So I don't know the final rep counts on those in terms of how it turned out, but that was a goal.
You mentioned finishing plays. Is Greg forcing that fumble a good example?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, when Greg plays nasty football, man, he's really good. And then our defense goes up a level. So that was a big-time play right before the half there. And obviously then the half, the field goal that was missed. So big-time swing and momentum for sure. And then we get the ball after half. So that was huge.
Sean, a lot of fans observed on the broadcast that it appeared like you were maybe calling the defense. Were you? And if so, what went into that?
Bobby and I have done it together. We really have, and that'll continue. So Bobby's a great coach. We've done it together. We'll continue to do it together.
Sean, why have you guys been so good coming off the bye? I think you're 9-0 with you.
Luck. It's a luck.
Knock.
I don't know. I'd like to – if I knew that, I'd do that every game. But yeah, it's Lord's will, I guess, you know.
John, what was your thinking regarding Terrell Bernard, dressing him but then not playing him?
Just kind of where we were and trying to get him freshened up. It wasn't at all. It was more medically where he was versus anything to do with him not performing it or anything like that. This was my decision only, and just felt like we needed to get him freshened up a little bit. And, you know, and then the linebacking room overall had some, can they play, can they not play? And it came down to the wire there on who was going to be kind of the four we dressed and those that we didn't. And some of that was medically as well. So it kind of forced our hand a little bit too.
Could he have been ready like in an emergency? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, if that was kind of the deal if we had to get him in there. So we got some guys nursing some injuries.
Sean, the first half, obviously James doing what he's doing, 200 plus yards on the day. The passing game though, especially in the first two quarters, was maybe a little slow to come around. Was there anything that you saw that was leading to that?
It looked like we were just a little bit out of rhythm a little bit, and you know, then I thought Josh really caught fire after that. And the value of a competitor at a high level to be able to do that is impressive, right? Josh is wired that way, and it was good to really see him come out after half and really get into a rhythm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.